Alice at the flea market. For as long as Alice can remember, her mother and father went to the flea market every Sunday. Her parents left her to stay at her aunt's house while they went to the flea market. Alice's mother always told her she would bring her to the market when she grew up. Alice really liked to go to her Aunt Lucy's house. When she was there, she played with her cousins Axel and Laura. They played with dolls and did puzzles. Sometimes Aunt Lucy asked them to come to the kitchen to bake some cupcakes. On this particular Sunday, Alice thought it would be like all the others. But on this day, her mom told her, "Alice, what do you say about coming to the flea market?" "Yes, yes, yes," shouted Alice. The little girl was very excited. It was the first time she had accompanied her parents, and she was looking forward to discovering the place her parents went every Sunday. For the occasion, she chose to put on her pretty yellow t-shirt and some jeans. Her mother warned her that there would be lots of walking, so Alice put on her sneakers. She also took some change from her piggy bank. The car ride did not take a long time. However, it was necessary to walk for 10 minutes to get to the market. Upon arriving, Alice said it was well worth it to have walked 10 minutes to get there. Everywhere she looked, Alice saw merchants and people making purchases. There were dozens upon dozens of vendors with all sorts of products. Here, everything was different from anything Alice had seen before. First, the items were not put on pretty shelves and well arranged like they were in supermarkets. There were stands filled with items of all sorts. Her parents led her into one of the aisles. Alice's mother approached a merchant who was selling handbags that seemed used. There were handbags from each decade and of all sizes. Some handbags were all black, and others had trims. There were handbags with glitter and others that were square. Alice's mother decided to buy a gray handbag. Alice found it to be beautiful. They walked some more, and Alice found in the corner several ancient furniture merchants. There were some chests with drawers that seemed to be from a castle. There were wooden chairs, all different from one another. Alice also saw some armchairs covered with flowery fabric. A little further away, a couple of merchants sold all sorts of kitchen accessories. There were saucepans of all sizes, some made of copper and others made of cast iron. Alice found the ladies to be funny looking, hanging all together. Glasses and cups made of crystal shone brightly under the rays of the sun. Suddenly, Alice saw a vendor with a lot of toys. On the shelf, the little girl saw rag dolls and ball and cup games. There were also some very old books for kids with covers in pale colors. Beside the wooden toys, there were robots that were a bit rusted, but very nice all the same. Alice also saw many toy trains of different colors.
"Mother, can we please go see the toy merchant that is closest to us?" asked Alice.
"Of course, my dear," responded her father. "And if you see something you like, we can see if we can buy it," added her father.
Alice was very excited. She approached the merchant with a big smile on her face. In addition to everything she had seen, Alice also discovered a small checkers game with some beautifully sculpted pieces. Alice wanted to buy it, but she did not have enough money.
"Are you looking for something, young lady?" the merchant asked.
"Yes, mister," responded Alice.
"May I suggest this right here?"
The merchant showed her a sort of merry-go-round. They came in different colors, pink, yellow, purple, blue, and green. The merry-go-round was excellently decorated with a lot of detail.
"Turn the crank," the merchant told her.
Alice took the merry-go-round and turned the crank. A marvelous song began to play with some magnificent notes. Alice was amazed at how the horses began to turn in the merry-go-round while raising and lowering up and down. As soon as she stopped turning the crank, the music and the horses stopped as well.
"This merry-go-round makes me happy. How much does it cost?" asked Alice.
"For the young lady, that will be 8 euros, the merchant responded.
Alice was happy because she had enough money. She gave the merchant the money and decided to use her own bag to carry the music box. She and her parents continued to look for other wondrous items. For another hour and a half, the small family strolled through the flea market. Then they decided to stop and eat something. They ate standing beside the sandwich merchant. Then they drank a glass of fresh lemonade. After the meal, they continued to walk around the flea market. Alice's father purchased a painting. Alice thought it was very beautiful. The painter had painted a lake with a chalet and lots of trees. He was surely going to hang it up in the entrance to the house. Once in the car, her father asked her,
"Did you have fun today?"
"A lot," responded Alice.
That very night, before sleeping, Alice spent a lot of time playing with her music box. The melody was like a lullaby. She decided to leave her new toy on the bedside table. Alice fell asleep, thinking of all the beautiful things that she would find the next time that she accompanied her parents to the flea market.